the power to put the devil under our feet, and that's where he belongs. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's sad some people just don't use the power God gave them. Amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus. Appreciate Brother Bob asking us to come preach tonight. Appreciate that. Looking around, watching everybody get in, and I just love when God's people come together and get in. Praise the Lord. I might go to Clarksville, you might go to 5 Mile, but that don't mean we can't come together and worship God together. You know, if it was up to the devil, he'd try to stop it, and I believe he tries to do that. But we got to come together, even in the last days, to worship God. We need to come together more. Amen. Amen. Chapter 12 of John. Did I say Matthew? I'm sorry, I meant John. John chapter 12, verse 37. Lord, help us tonight. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Remember that. Lord, who hath believed our report? Over in 1 John, chapter number 4, verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they the world of the world, and the world heareth them. If y'all don't mind, just stretch your hands this way and ask the Lord to help us tonight. Lord, Heavenly Father, I ask you right now, Lord, to anoint this vessel of clay. Lord, anoint these lips and fill my mouth. Lord, let the people receive what you have of them to hear. In Jesus' name, Lord, we praise you tonight. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. In John it said, who hath believed our report? Now we've done heard praise reports tonight. We've heard prayer requests tonight. And if you look out, there's a lot of reports of the devil out there. In other words, there's a lot of reports of sickness. There's a lot of reports of heartaches. There's a lot of reports of trials. Amen. And the devil ain't done nothing but to come, but to steal, kill, and destroy. He's come to make God's people weak, Brother Bob. He's come, amen, to try to cause division between the churches. Hallelujah. But in Isaiah chapter 53, it says the same thing. Lord, who hath believed our report? If you look out in the world today, they'll not believe, they'll believe the good before they believe the bad. They'll believe every bad thing that comes along about people before they'll believe the good. But I'm here to tell you tonight that I come that I believe the report of the Lord. Amen. Because in the Lord's report there is truth. In the Lord's report there is victory. In the Lord's report, amen, there is peace. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you tonight, the devil's lied to a lot of you here tonight. The devil's put you in a bad spot here tonight. But the report of the Lord says, you can be set free. You can be healed. Amen, because I believe the report of the Lord. I got to thinking the other day, Brother Bob. There's a lot of bad things that happen to good people. It rains on the just and the unjust. And people will say, why is it that there's always bad things that happen More bad than good. Well, I kind of think a little different. There's a lot of good things that happen to us that we forget about when the devil comes to fight us. There's a lot of good things that happen to us because we're blessed every day. You know, we got a lot of people that come to church that's battled with the devil all day. And when they get up in church, what do? They give a report on how the devil's fought them all day. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I may have not been feeling too good today. I may have been tired today. My nose may have been running today. But I'll tell you what, here tonight, the Lord let me live another day. The Lord let me breathe another day. The Lord let me walk another day. The Lord let me see another day. At the good report, praise God. We need to quit believing the bad, and we need to weigh out the bad with the good. Praise God, I tell you what. Amen, there's good reports coming out of everywhere. We just got to believe it. Now, I don't want to cause any more grief, amen, or sorrow. When Brother Burles passed away, that was a bad report. He was one of the pillars in the holiness movement. I tell you what, amen, and if we don't get to standing like the brothers of old did, if we don't get to standing like the saints of God did, there's going to be a bad report in the end, praise God. But if we stand like them holiness men stood, praise the Lord, I'll tell you what, we'll enter the kingdom of heaven and we'll be shouting down the streets of glory, praise God, because of the good report that we held. It's all right. I'm so sick. I'm just so hurting tonight. I don't know if I can make it to church. Go ahead and let the devil beat you out a blessing. Honey, I went to a church for about 10 years. And if you were sick, you was going to hell. And if you missed because you had to work, you was going to hell. And if you missed because of this, you was going to hell. I don't believe it like that. Or sometimes you're just so sick, you're better off to stay home. But I tell you what, the devil said you're sick. The devil said, you can't get no more what you need. But that's not what the report of the Lord said. Amen. Because the report of the Lord, there's healing. The report of the Lord, there's good. And the report of the Lord, in the report of the Lord, there is victory in the house. God's children got victory. Amen. Because we believe the report of the Lord. I'd rather obey God than men, Brother Bob. Brother Uncle Bob. Praise the Lord. I didn't marry into but the best family around. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what. When the devil's got you, and he's telling you, you might as well give up. God don't love you no more. Amen. You start to believe that after a while. You start to believe there ain't nobody caring for me. There ain't nobody that sees that I'm hurting. I'll tell you one thing. I started to get in that shape around the time before I met my wife. And I thought, Lord, if you just don't move, I'm a giving up. Praise the Lord. But you know what? God always sends help right in time. Praise the Lord. He didn't let them Hebrew children burn. The king said, you're going to bow or you're going to burn. Well, guess what? They didn't bow and they didn't burn. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight, that's the kind of God that we serve tonight. Praise God. I'm telling you, we can go through the fire. We can go through the water. We can go through the lies. But there ain't no harm that can come to our body. There ain't no harm, praise the Lord. Amen, I've got victory over the enemy and the world can't do me no harm. Give Jesus a good hand. Oh, he was like a lamb led to the slaughter. And he never opened his mouth. Hallelujah, like the song says. From the cross to the crucifixion and to the grave he was laid out. I bet Satan had a ball that day. But on that third day, Jesus Christ come out of the grave so you could have a good report. So you could have a good report. So I could have a good report. Praise God. I thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We got a good report. Lord, better pull my socks back up. There's some people, Christian people, that's losing their desire to go to the house of God. And when they come to the house of God, Brother Blake, they ain't got nothing good to say. They ain't got no good report to bring. I'm telling you what, when you lay down and let the devil have his way, you'll not have a good report. I'm telling you, you better get right, because if you don't get right, you're going to get left behind with your bad report. We got a little problem. We got a little people we know are coming against us. Ain't saved. Ain't come against me all day long. They need to get saved. Praise the Lord. Like my wife said, when you finally get down to getting the business with God, and you begin to do some things that you don't normally do. Amen. You begin to pray a little harder than what you pray. I told my wife, I said, you think the devil's going to sit back and let you walk on him? No, ma'am. He's going to take everything that he can. If he has to go back to hell, amen, to get demons, to get whatever he needs to get his soldiers, he's going to do everything that he can to stop the good report of the Lord. He's going to do everything he can to stop the move of the Holy Ghost. But it's time that we yield unto the Holy Ghost. And we yield unto the power of God. We're living in a time, amen, that you look out in the newspapers, there ain't no good. You look down the road, there ain't no good. I tell you what, if you're a Christian, by the blood of Jesus Christ, you got good coming your way. You got heaven to gain and a hell to shine. I'm telling you tonight, we can have the power that Jesus gave them on the day of Pentecost. And you, that, talking about having power of the devil a minute ago, I've seen them where they grabbed a hold of a demon-possessed person and put him on the ground and cast the devil out of him. And if you're prayed up, you fasting and you are praying, you reading that word, you'll not know the power until the power hits you that you've got. And you need to quit letting the devil walk on you. Amen. Because I serve a mighty God that's on His throne tonight. Praise God. And Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession, Brother Carter, for you and for me. He's making intercession. Praise the Lord. He's making a good report. Praise God. I'm glad that He'll be my lawyer. I'm glad He'll be my doctor. I'm glad that He'll be my mother. I'm glad He'll be my father. Whatever I need, that's just what He is. Just what He is. Hallelujah. They used to ask me in school. They used to say in school. They said, we'd love to see that Drake Richardson drunk one time. I said, boys, you're never going to see it. I said, you will see it if you come to church. They used to come in from the weekend. They'd lay their head down on their desk. They looked so pale in the face. their eyes would be drooping down low. And the report they gave me was, I've got a headache, I've been throwing up, and I'm laying my head down, I've got a hangover. I come into school after a church service one night, and I said, let me tell you my report. I don't have a headache. My eyes ain't a drooping from being drunk. I ain't pale in the face. Hey man, I was drunk last night, rolling in the floors, praise God, and I ain't got a hangover this morning. I'm telling you what, that's a good report. That's a good report. Praise God. Love to make fun of them too. Love to say, well, you got drunk last night too? I said, well, you didn't get drunk on what I got drunk on, or you wouldn't be like it right now. We need a stand. We need a stand when a family comes against us. Now, we need to stand when a boss comes against us. Now, I'm talking about standing for the Lord now. We need to stand when the government says 5 Mile Holiness Church will be shut down and chained and they ain't getting back in that building. Let me share a little something real quick. Church I used to go to, they had a church that burnt down. They just barely built a fellowship hall. And they went in to have church that one day. And they had a note on the door that said, this facility cannot be occupied, such and such and such and such. Well, if you just look at it like that, that's a bad report. Because we love to go to church. Well, my pastor being the man who he is at that time, Brother Bobby, he took that note off the door. He unlocked the doors and he said, we're going to have church. Now, I don't know what could really happen if you go against the law like that. But I believe that we're living right now in the time to where we might have to face the law like that. And I already told my wife, I said, I might be one of the first ones to be thrown in prison. But I'll preach the same Jesus Christ behind those bars that I'm preaching here tonight. And if I have to get that whole prison saved before the coming of the Lord, I'll do my best. Now, do I want to go to prison? No way. Amen. But I got the Holy Ghost with me. I got Jesus Christ with me. I've got God the Father, and that's all I need, and that'll be my good report. I come to you with a spear and a sword. Who in the world do you think you are? We need to be bold with the devil. The devil stole your children. The devil stole your family. And sometimes, don't take it the wrong way, but sometimes we come to church and we sob and cry. You go down to the enemy's camp and you say, listen, devil, you've had them long enough. I'm taking them back. We need to learn that we can go to the enemy's camp, amen, and come back and say, my children got saved. My mother got saved. Praise God. If my mother got delivered from alcohol tonight, I don't know what I'll do. I might shout. I might cry. But one thing's for sure. There'll be a good report come from this. My mother got delivered from alcohol. I was down praying. I said, I wonder if Keisha got the Holy Ghost. If Anna told me, I forgot. And I just felt like she did. I said, well, I ain't heard. I don't know for sure. But you know what? If you just listen to the Lord, you won't have to ask nobody else. So when I get here to church tonight, she stands up and says, I thank the Lord for the good Holy Ghost I got Sunday night. Whoa. How'd that scripture go? Like good news from a far country? It's in Proverbs somewhere. like water to a thirsty soul. All right? Too far down the road. But that's a good report to hear after you're worrying. I don't know if the Lord, is this what I'm supposed to preach? I feel like preaching, but I need a little confirmation. I think I've heard a bunch of good reports here tonight. Praise the Lord. And I think we ought to praise the Lord for it. Amen. Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. I believe the report of the Lord. Now, in doing that, you'll have trials. You'll have tribulation. When you say, I'm healed, the devil will check you one time, or twice, or third. When you say, I've got it, he'll say, you didn't get that Sunday night. Ray Asher told us a story. I believe it was down in, can't pronounce, Uchioka, Oklahoma, or something like that. Two Indian men sit on the back seat. Three of them. And I don't know if they was preaching it now. I forgot what he said. But anyway, one of them went up there, got saved, and got filled with the Holy Ghost. And Sister Ella, well, that one Indian man turned to the other one and said, that stuff's of the devil. That other Indian man turned around and said, if that's of the devil, why ain't we got it? So what'd they do? Praise the Lord, they went up to the altar and they got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you what, God can turn anybody around. Amen. God knocked old Saul off his horse one day and blinded him for 3 days. He can take your life and he can turn it around. He can take an old black heart and turn it to white. Praise the Lord. That's a good report. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ still saves, still heals, still delivers, still sets free. Praise God. I believe his report. I believe the report of the Lord. Brother Carter, believe the report of the Lord. Anna, you better believe the report of the Lord. Praise God. Glory. Blake, you better believe the report of the Lord. Jessica, you better believe the report of the Lord. Keisha, you better believe the report of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. I feel like praising the Lord here tonight for His mighty works, for His mighty acts. He is the God. He is above all. Praise the Lord. He's the King of Kings, and He's the Lord of Lords. You tell me what kind of king will give you a good report. Try to hush. I'm going to share this. Had a dream the other night. Not saying it was anything. Just had a dream. Just had a dream. Having crazy dreams this week. Had a dream I was outside. There was a bunch of people there. We was going to have church. It wasn't under the tent. Just in somebody's backyard. There was a bunch of worldly people there. There was a bunch of holiness people there. Brother Wells got up to start service. I jumped up. I said, I just want to testify. Amen. It got on me in that dream. And I said, is it all right if I preach a little holiness? And some people that was there that said they believed in holiness, they said, no. Some of them said, go right ahead. Praise the Lord. And I got up and I said, I don't know why I was dreaming this. I said, if you won't go to the ball field on church night, you'll be in church. Hallelujah. You won't set things before God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of world that we're living in. Brother Bobby, people that say in their holiness and they're not. Hallelujah. But we can't always look at those folks. We got to look at the holiness people that's still living for God. That's still got a report that's saying, 53 years ago, the Lord saved me. Amen. 52 years ago, the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost. And I've been serving God ever since. I want to be one of those people that in 40 years, I can give a good report that I'm still saved. I'm still sanctified. tonight, I'm still filled with the Holy Ghost. That's a good report. Good report when somebody that's been saved 50, 60 years gets up and says, I'm still saved. I'm still saved like I was 60 years ago. I told my wife, I'm going to try to hush. Went to a wedding about a month after ours. And these people, there's a woman in there that claimed to be strict holiness. And she come down that aisle, cut off dressed like that. You could see her arms. Praise God. And I looked over at my wife. I said, I can't believe it. I went to church with this woman. I can't believe it. My wife looked over at me and said, and then she wonders why her daughter and her son ain't in church. I'm telling you what, there's a lot of parents going to answer for the way they've let their kids live. Amen. If you let your kids go to hell, amen, there's something wrong. Amen. But we left that day and I said, if anything, if we're going to change in any way, I said, let it be for the good. In 40 years, when we're getting old, yeah, Em, you'll get old one day. And 5 months before me, too. But in 40 years, I want my report to be, them people ain't never changed. And if they have, they just gotten a little closer. But I don't only want it to be that. I want it to be, and he's still got Jesus on his side. He's still serving that old maniac Jesus that he told us about in school. Lord, ain't he gave up on that yet? No, and I don't plan on it. He's the best friend I've ever had. And that's the report I wanted to bring to you tonight. That he can heal. He can move. He can set free. He can deliver. If you're in sorrow, he'll be your comfort. Amen. If you've got a need, he can take care of it. The devil will fight and the devil will rage. I had to tell my wife, I said, now listen. I said, we're praying about something. I said, the devil's getting mad. I said, we can't just go to church and sing, stand still and let God move, and then when it happens, not stand still and let God move. If you're down seriously praying about something, and the enemy begins to fight, you've got to do it. You've got to stand still and let God move and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. If they want to give us a song tonight, I'm telling you what, I love everybody in this place. I'm one that just loves the fellowship. I love to go around to different churches. I told Brother Bobby, I said, we've been wanting to come. He said, well, you come in tonight and I'll turn you loose. I'm thinking, well, I just said I'd like to come back and visit. I don't have to preach. He said, you come this Friday. But I appreciate it when I get asked to preach, too. But I love each and every one of you. Amen. And I believe that if we pull together more and more and more, God will move. God moved tonight. Amen. Amen. Then we can go outside these walls and give a good report of the 5 Mile Holiness Church. And give a good report of our Savior. There's too many people that gets hurt in church and gets up and walks out and this church, that. Well, listen. If you're not going to be happy there, go find you somewhere where you're going to be happy. But don't discourage somebody that likes to go to maybe that church. Now, I'm not telling you to encourage the charismatic bunch. Somebody encouraged that. I'm tickled to death if you go to church. I'll just pray for you. I got him to the side. I said, you don't encourage charismatic people. You encourage them to go to the holiness place. And we need to encourage people to do right, live right. act right, talk right. And if you spit, you better spit white. Amen. Poor analogy, but if it's brown, there might be something wrong.
That's right.
Hallelujah. But when you walk out these doors, I want you to give a good report that the Lord moved at the 5 Mile Holiness Church tonight.
Right.
Amen. Let's stand, find us a place to pray as they sing. Thank you, Jesus.
Give the Lord a praise offer from Brother Drake. Outstanding. Come on in the altars as Brother and Sister Newton prays or sings as they sing. Everybody would. Let's find us a place to pray. Come on. Done outstanding good.
So many souls have gone to judgment laden with sin. They fell to let the Savior in. If they had just one more chance, I believe they'd say, oh, precious Lord, let me live just one more day. Oh, precious Lord, let me live just one more day. And I'll do anything you say. Take me back, give me one more chance to pray. Oh, precious Lord, let me live just one more day. One more day to live is all I'm asking, please. Just one more day down on my knees. Let me warn the lost how much they need to pray. Oh, blessed Lord, let me live just one more day. Oh, precious Lord, let me live just one more day. And I'll do anything you say. Take me back, give me one more chance to pray. Oh, precious Lord, let me live just one more day. Precious Lord, let me live just one more day. And I'll do anything you say. Take me back, give me one more chance to pray. Oh, precious Lord, let me live just one more day. Precious Lord, let me live just one more day. And I'll do anything you say. Take me back, give me one more chance to pray. Oh, precious Lord, let me live just one more day. One more day to live is all I'm asking, please. Just one more day down on my knees. Let me warn the lost how much they need to pray. Oh, bless. said, Lord, let me live just one more day. Oh, blessed Lord, let me live just one more day. And I'll do anything you say. Take me back.